You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Balaji Amin's subsidiary, Balaji Speciality Chemicals, has filed its draft red herring prospectus with Capital Markets Regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India to raise funds through an initial public offering. The public issue consists of a fresh issue of equity shares worth up to Rs. 250 crore and an offer for sale up to 2.6 crore equity shares by the promoter and selling shareholders according to the draft papers. The Solapur-based Speciality Chemicals Company will use the funds raised via fresh issue to repay 68 crores of its certain outstanding borrowings and use Rs. 119.5 crore to fund its working capital requirements besides general corporate purposes. In some more market news, Paytm share price tumbled over 4% today to hit an intraday low of Rs. 782 apiece on NSE. The slump follows RBI's move to issue strict norms for the digital lending space. It also comes a day after the advisory firm Institutional Investor Advisory Services India Limited flagged the proposal to reappoint Vijay Shekhar Sharma as the Chief Executive Officer of Paytm for another 5 years and also opposed the remuneration decided for the position. The advisory firm advised shareholders to vote against the move ahead of Paytm's annual general meeting on August 19. So far this year, Paytm shares have fallen over 40%. However, analysts at ICICI Securities, Goldman Sachs remain bullish on the stock and see up to 55% upside going forward. Over to the banking sector, Bank of Maharashtra has emerged as the top performer among the public sector lenders in terms of the loan and deposit growth in percentage terms during the first quarter of 2022-23. The Pune headquartered lender recorded a 27.10% increase in gross advances to Rs. 1,40,561 crore at the end of June 2022, according to published quarterly numbers of the public sector banks. It was followed by the Indian Overseas Bank and Bank of Baroda with 16.43% and 15.73% rise in advances growth, respectively. The country's largest lender, State Bank of India, stood at the fourth spot with 13.66% growth. However, in absolute terms, aggregate loans of SBI were about 17 times higher, at Rs. 24,50,821 crore, while that of Bank of Baroda was nearly 5 times, at Rs. 6,95,493 crore, compared to BOM at the end of the first quarter. In another development, the Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority has announced the launch of a UPI handle for depositing contributions through DRemit for the benefit of subscribers on 75 years of independence. Currently, subscribers deposit their voluntary contributions under DRemit into Tier 1, 2 National Pension System accounts from the net banking account by using IMPS, NEFT, RTGS. The PFRDA has now enabled contributions through UPI to further ease the process of depositing for subscribers. The regulator said that under DRemit, contributions received by the trustee bank before 9:30 a.m. will be considered for investment on the same day. The contributions received after 9:30 a.m. will be considered for investment on the next investment day as per the guidelines. Moving on, Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talc-based baby powder globally in 2023, the drug maker said on Thursday, more than 2 years after it ended U.S. sales of a product that drew thousands of consumer safety lawsuits. In 2020, J&J announced that it would stop selling its talc baby powder in the United States and Canada because demand had fallen in the wake of what it called misinformation about the product's safety amid a barrage of legal challenges. The company faces about 38,000 lawsuits from consumers and their survivors, claiming its talc products caused cancer due to contamination with asbestos, a known carcinogen. For tech lovers, Samsung has announced that pre-booking for its newly launched Galaxy Z Fold 4 and Galaxy Z Flip 4 devices will start from August 16th in India. The Fold 4 and Flip 4 will be available for pre-booking first on its website, Samsung.com, starting 12 noon with wider sales to kick off in September. Financial Express Online has learned. India pricing is expected to be revealed on August 16th itself. On the other hand, OnePlus 10T with 16GB RAM and 256GB storage will go on sale in India, starting August 16th. The 16GB 256GB configuration will join the 8GB 128GB and 12GB and 256GB models already selling in the country. OnePlus 10T with 16GB of RAM will set buyers back by Rs. 59,999. And lastly, let's hear how the stock market performed today. Benchmark indices ended near the day's high in the highly volatile session with Nifty around 17,700. At close, the Sensex was up 130.18 points or 0.22% at 59,462.78, and the Nifty was up 39.20 points or 0.22% at 17,698.20. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.